Hey evaluators, Genuine Evaluation Podcasts are back. Today we have Dr. Stephanie Evergreen, DataViz Queen, who just rocked the 2014 ANZIA Conference in Wellington, New Zealand. I'm Jane Davidson. I'm talking to Stephanie about what it was like to become a Southern Hemisphere Evaluation rock star at long last. Today she's talking to us about that and also what's new in qualitative DataViz. This is one of a series of four podcasts that came from the same interview when Stephanie and I had a chat in Auckland, New Zealand in 2014. So tune in and check it out.
New Zealand, my God, you came halfway around the world. That's awesome. Stephanie just keynoted the Aotearoa New Zealand Evaluation Association conference and she kicked butt.
It was pretty great.
It was fun.
You can
the Kiwis
pictures.
Loved it.
Yes, and you can get pictures, Twitter hashtag ANZIA14.
ANZIA 14, that's when you see, like, pics, sound bites.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was
a
really
lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a good conference.
We had so many Americans this time. That was bizarre.
We had, like, a critical mass. We probably could have, like, bum-rushed you guys and
done
something important there.
Well, we love having you guys.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Cool. It was so great. Yeah. Well, and so I think the slides from the keynote are going to be posted soon, and as well as our comments from the panel at the end.
Oh, great.
You got to help and see that whole thing.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I said there was just how confident I am in everybody down here and their reporting and their data viz, because normally I finish the talk and people come up to me and they're like, oh, I have this question. Can you look at this? Can you look at this graph I made? And this time, people were like, I got to show you this awesome infographic we just did. Nobody had any questions. They were like, I'm doing this already, and here it is, and it's awesome.
But it wasn't like you didn't put any new ideas into anybody's head, though. I mean,
no, that's
much
true.
We love that cool stuff. And like, when there's stuff going on, it's like, you know, you'll hear about it.
Yeah. It was really great. One of my favorite things, one of the things I thought was so funny that I learned at this conference was from Ann Dowden and her session on infographics in evaluation. She couldn't actually show the entire infographic because I think some of the data was proprietary, but she just showed little bits and pieces. And as you'd see in most infographics, she had a little icon array, so it's little dudes, you know, and they represent, you know, like there'll be 10 of them and 8 will be a certain color to represent 80% or something like that. And her topic was actually about death. And so she had all the little dudes on their sides.
But it wasn't morbid.
No, it made me laugh so hard, though.
Well, I tell you what, anyone who can pull that off and make it not morbid is like outstanding.
It was good thinking. That was really
cool.
Smart thinking.
Well, but people get it.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, people look at it and they can see what's going on.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was fun. Yeah. No, I really enjoyed the conference too. It was great. Like, we had some great keynotes and, like, you know, you obviously went down a treat. And we'd actually said last year, and we'd had our ANZIA conference, the New Zealand conference, and then a lot of us went to the Australasian conference, and what we really thought was actually the Australasian conference needs you more, but we can get you first. So we beat them to it. Sorry, Aussies. We're just a bit competitive here across the ditch. It's just the way it is. That's all right. We got her first, but you can have her next.
Sure.
She's now available.
I'm happy to come back down.
Anyway, you're swinging by Aussie next week?
I will be over there next week. Yeah, I think a couple of small speaking engagements and invitations to the Aussies have been extended. AES has been invited, and doing some work with Better Evaluation. And
that's an awesome site, betterevaluation.org. If you guys haven't got that bookmarked, get it bookmarked.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's great.
I feel pretty lucky that they keep asking me to come do more work with them. The thing is, they're like, can you give us some feedback on the website? But then you go to the website, and it's so beautiful, and it's so easy to navigate. And I'm like, I'm not sure I'll come. I'd love to talk to you. But, you know, they're doing such a fantastic job.
Yeah, that's great. But, I mean, nothing like having a receptive audience, too.
Yes.
That's got to be good.
Yes. Well, and I worked with them a while ago on developing their section on data visualization. And at the time, I pulled in some other cool people like Dave Shellard and Stuart Henderson to talk about qualitative visualization. It was really cool. But like anything in this field, it's changing so fast that, you know, we maybe did that a year ago, and now I'm like, oh my God, there's so many things we have to fix and update and, you know.
Oh, totally. Yeah. But I mean, give me the scoop, like qualitative data viz. I mean,
yeah.
Once upon a time, word clouds were about all we could do. Like, yeah. What's the latest? Like, what's hot?
Oh, gosh. You know, I'd like to see that there's a lot more going on. One of the cool things, actually, Kate McHegg was in at my workshop, and she pointed out a World Vision site that was showing changes to a village over time.
Oh, cool.
And it was one picture that stayed constant, like one illustration, but as the time slider moved, the you know, the house changed. It went from like something that was, you know, not very stable or warm to something that was far more developed and easier for that family to live in and safer for that family to live in. So changing pictures, changing illustrations seems to be a pretty cool idea that we can actually do more and more now.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've been exploring this new site called Wordy Up. So it's like a word cloud. Only the words are connected and they're clustered, so you can kind of see what things came up together. And then if you click on the word, it brings up all of the places and the interviews where that word occurred, so you can read through the excerpts.
Cool.
Yeah, you can kind of drill down a little. It sort of addresses some of the shortcomings of word clouds, but, you know, truth be told, we have so much more work to do in qualitative visualization.
Yeah. Wow, that was great fun talking to Stephanie. Check this out. We've got four podcasts in this series, different parts of the same interview. So this was Stephanie talking about the 2014 ANSIA conference and what's new in qualitative data viz. If you go to the next one in the series coming up soon, that's going to be Jane and Stephanie talking about awesome reporting. That's the stuff that gets straight to the point and conveys it brilliantly. So we're talking about what makes for good reporting and what makes it not so great. We've got a third podcast in the series that is talking about how to take your evaluation reports from eek to awesome. Expert help to totally transform your evaluation reporting. And then the fourth piece is around what are the workshops and sessions coming up from Jane and Stephanie at the European Evaluation Society Conference in Dublin and the American Evaluation Association Conference in Denver. And Stephanie gives us a quick scoop on why President Obama's slides totally need an overhaul from the data viz queen. Stay tuned to the Genuine Evaluation podcast channel and hear all four. Don't miss them.